أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I was given 40 minutes to speak. Now it is reduced to 25 minutes, and you can see that how I can squeeze a speech which was supposed to be delivered in 40 minutes into 25 minutes. I stick to my time, and I don't expect the president of the organization to remind me about my time. So, first of all, we are talking about the life and the world under Imam Mahdi ajallahu ta'ala rajul sharif. And going to give some short points about the hadith which gives a precise description about the life and the world and the 12 Imam. Victory over the evil forces of the world. Everybody will be happy with such a victory. Only then people will realize who is the actor of evil, the accused or the accused. The hadith, the authentic hadith which gives us the details of the life at that time. According to many promises from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Islam will gain victory in the entire world. There are three ayahs in the Quran, one in Surah 9, ayah 33, another one in Surah 48, ayah 28, a third one in Surah 51, ayah 9, with similar wording, but I'm going to choose only one. This is هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. So it is Allah who has sent his apostle with the guidance and the religion of truth, that he may take it prevail over all religion. This has not happened yet, because we know that Muslims are on the minority of the world, and there are the majority of Christians, the Buddhists, and even those who deny the existence of God. So this means that the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will give victory to Islam over all our religions, it hasn't happened yet. And according to many authentic hadith, this will happen only and only at the time of the appearance of the 12 Imam ajallahu ta'ala rajul sharif. The other one is that Imam Mahdi ajallahu ta'ala rajul sharif will appoint well-qualified administrators to govern the different regions of the world with clear instructions and programs for a peaceful and just administration of the region under each of them. And if you only look at the letter given by Imam Ali alayhi salam to his governor to Egypt, Malik al-Ashtar, and the depth of the true guidance of administration and how the Islamic government is run, you can see the huge difference between what is practiced in most Muslim countries and what is supposed to be at the time of the true leadership under the Imam. So we can say that a very brief and very summarized picture of that type of administration, you can find it in the instruction given by Imam Ali alayhi salam to Malik al-Ashtar. The entire earth will flourish under their administration. The other point is that Imam Mahdi ajallahu ta'ala rajul sharif will find all widespread regions as
accessible to him like the palm of his hand. Now we can say that by having the internet and the telecommunication, you can send pictures from every corner of the world to any part of the other part of the world. But this awareness and accessibility of every single incident in the world, not Strada, not Alex, not Alexis, rather the appearance and presence of everything with Imam Ajallallah Ta'ala Rajul Sharif, and the hadith says that as he looks and notices the palm of his hand, which means that it is not that type of acquired knowledge, rather it is the gifted knowledge, which is al-ilmu al-ladunni from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which enabled Imam alayhi salam to be aware of everything. The whole world will be filled with justice and equity. This is nothing new, because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in more than 240 hadiths narrated by not the followers of Ali Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam, the other Sahaba and the other schools of thought, they declare that he said decisively that if only one day remains from the life of this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prolong that day until one of my progeny will reappear and fill the earth with justice and truth after having been full of tyranny and injustice. So it is a promise, and it is well known by every hadith that the whole purpose and the whole philosophy and the whole project is to spread justice and equity at that time. Now, among people and how they treat one another, normally people are selfish. Normally, if you find someone who has this self-denial and ability to give priority to others' needs over their own needs, that's business. But it doesn't pursue with majority of people. So, kindness, honesty, and sincerity would replace hatred, dishonesty, and enmity. To this extent, that not only the human being, even the wild animals will leave that wildness to attack one another and to kill one another. So it is very, very reasonable to say that no hatred, no jealousy, no self-centeredness, no selfishness, no ill desires will be there. Why? Because the whole spirit of Islam is there. And the one who is implementing all those objectives is pure and masoom. And then, and only then, no one is going to challenge him. If our Islam was challenged by anyone at the end, the Prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was challenged by the hypocrites. Imam Ali alayhi wa sallam was challenged by Al-Ghafirin wal-Nafirin wal-Nafirin, the groups who did not allow him to complete his mission, involved him in three battles which were the no justification for them at all. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Imam Fahri, all imams. So, because the chief of imams would continue, and we know that the number of them is only 12 according to many open the hadith. And this number of 12 does not apply to any of the Umayyads, the Abbasids, the Fatimids, or the Ottomans, although they are called caliphs. But when the Prophet says that the number of my successors and the imams and the sharifs are only 12, and one of them says that I heard my father that the Prophet said something whispering, I'm not sure whether he said all of them are from Quraysh, because it was difficult for him to hear this. Why? But it is true that 12 successors from the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their names one by one, أخرهم المهدي الذي يملأ الأرض بصفا وعدلا بعدما ولأبو المن وجوعا. During the age of Imam Mahdi صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah will increase the intellectual ability of people. Human reason will reach its perfection about this fact. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, knowledge is divided into 27 parts. No more than 2 parts have been acquired by human beings so far. When our qa'im arises, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif, when he arises, he will explore the rest of 25 parts and distribute it among the people. So whatever my brother Sayyidi Mudarrisi spoke about the inventions and the scientific facts, they will only consist of what? 2 out of 27. The other 25 branches and parts will be distributed and will be made available at the time of the yakinness of this man, salamu alaykum. Then the economic condition of people will improve enormously. No sign of poverty, and as a result of that, no crime. You know, the link between poverty and crime. The harder the hardship and the suffering of poverty, the greater are the incidence of crime and breaking the law. No unemployment. And regarding the agriculture methods, agricultural methods, the world will witness a great improvement. There will be plenty of rain to make the earth lush with green. Abundance in grain and fruits. And this hadith has been mentioned in many books, many references in Sunan al-Darimi, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, even Sahih al-Bukhari, and we come to tens of the references of Shia from the Hadith of Ibn Majah, talk about the useful rain, not the flood, not tsunami, not those which ruin and kill people, no, only rain which will benefit everybody. Okay, on the daily problems people are facing, the problem of traffic, about which many who can't keep their appointments blame the traffic for their delay. At the time of the appearance of the 12th Imam, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah, the problem of traffic is solved everywhere. It is interesting to observe that under Imam Mahdi's government, the main road will be 60 yards wide. Compare that to the roads of our time. So you can imagine how everything is taken care of. Every problem, there is a solution for it. And it is not in one aspect, it covers every aspect of life. Footpaths will adorn the streets. Pedestrians will be asked to cross the road at a proper pedestrian crossing. You may think this is something very natural and very, very ordinary. But go to 98% of countries all over the world to see the anarchy and the mess, even in many Muslim countries. I remember, I can imagine that most of you being there, you see the anarchy and the mess of this crossing and the car, how they are observing the rights of the pedestrians. Anyway, do people need a planning permission for everything? Yes. Constructing open drains and sewage on the street will be prohibited. Mosques will be mosques will represent the spiritual aspect of worship. The highly decorative mosque and grill separating the one who leads the congregational prayer from those who pray behind will be destroyed. You may think that the nicer and the most, decor is used in the mosque is nicer. No, the mosque is meant to be the place for worship and spiritual devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and separating yourself from all the worldly adornments and the worldly aspects. And the last point which I'm going to make is, are these all imaginary things? Are they real? What's funny for Islam? Is it for only the Shias of Ahlul Bayt and Islam to talk about such promises and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of the appearance of the 12th Imam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give us all these kinds of happiness and prosperity? In fact, the idea of the reformer, the savior, the messiah, the one who will turn the life from its misery into happiness and prosperity is shared by all schools of thought, by all groups of people, by all nations. I mentioned here the Australians who believe that man would one day appear and destroy the forces of darkness and evil, they call it Ahriman, and will clear the earth from corruption. According to the Zen Pazan Jamaat Name, which are very famous sources for the historian too, you can see many, many mentions about this man who will appear and spread justice and truth everywhere. Then we can see in the Torah and all biblical books of Jews, gospel and of the Christians, and the idea of even by Brahmins and the Buddhists. So it is shared by everybody that in the end of time, one man who is man of God, who is divine, who is supported by every power, that he will fight the corruption and turn the whole world into justice and dignity. And this man is exactly the promise of the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and embodies what was said in the Quran, لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ or وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. It is good to mention that one or two of the verses which used to be in Arabic have been translated in English. One is Bihar al-Anwar of Allama Majlisi, volume 51 and 52. For those who know Arabic, you can refer to them and read hundreds of pages about these subjects. But fortunately, this is translated by Abdullah al-Shaheen, it is translated by Hassan al-Wahyari and published by Ansariyan, 2003. The second book is the Occultation or Al-Ghaybah of Sheikh Nu'mani, which has been translated by Abdullah Shaheen and published by Ansariyan in 2003. The third book, which is in Arabic, is Ibatul Huda, written by Sheikh Al-Hurri Amili. So for those who want to have deeper research and have a better understanding about all these things, they can refer to those. Let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten that day. Let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that divine and pure Islamic government one day will be our lucky day. And as we pray in Dua al-Kitab in next 2 weeks, inshallah, every night of Ramadan, we say, Allahumma inna narghabu ilayka fi dawlatin kareema tu'izzu biha al-islam wa ahla wa tudhillu biha al-nifaq wa ahla wa taj'aluna fiha min ad-du'at ila fa'ahim الحق والقادة إلى سبيلك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.